Sergio Ulloa, a dental surgeon back in his native El Salvador, came to Oregon in 1995, when there were far fewer Latinos here. One of the first things he did was explore Portland's upscale Pearl District, where he went to a restaurant for lunch.
Soon as I walk into the restaurant, the hostess is like, "Oh my God, you're here." I follow her to the kitchen. Then the gentleman comes to me, he's like, "Ah, Jose, welcome." I was like, "No, my name is not Jose." "Oh, you come in for the dishwasher position?" "Actually, no."
Now there are a 500,000 Latinos in the state, nearly 100,000 of them legal permanent residents, green card holders. Ulloa has been a legal permanent resident for 20 years, long eligible to apply for citizenship, but he only applied recently, partly because of Donald Trump.
First of all, when he attacks my people, if I say that as a Latino person, a person from El Salvador, Mexico, other countries, I never, in my years living in this country, I never see any person who's trying to be a president instigate people against each other.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Ulloa also decided to become a citizen in order to vote for Hillary Clinton and be part of history by sending the first woman to the White House. But as with many other Latinos in Oregon, Ulloa is not only upset with Trump's comments, his desire to build a wall dividing allies, and his vow to deport all 11 million immigrants here illegally. He sees citizenship as a kind of shield.
It is the protection that will offer me. It's not going to be an excuse for them to say, like, "Oh, you have to leave this country."
Oregon's best-known Trump endorser is talk show host Lars Larson. He says legal permanent residents would have nothing to worry about.
Donald Trump does not say he's against immigration. He says he's against doing it illegally. We have, over the last several decades, created a special status group of illegal aliens, and they're allowed to break laws.
Critics say Trump is making immigration a top issue, even though the number of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. has actually declined in recent years. Larson says there's a reason.
I think it's a keystone issue because the temporary out-migration is because Mexico's economy has improved and the United States economy has not improved as much, and it's a temporary phenomenon.
Trump has also said that mass deportation would economically benefit immigrants who are here legally. Nationally, about 1 million permanent residents applied for citizenship in 2015, a 12% increase, with the Obama administration launching an information campaign.
If you're eligible, commit to becoming a citizen today. Help others who are ready to take this step as well.
In Oregon, the number of permanent residents seeking citizenship was also up 12% in 2015, with a surge in the second half of the year, totaling 8,000 people. The civil rights group CAUSA holds citizenship workshops. Executive Director Andrea Miller says they ask participants why they want to become citizens.
95% of them said that they were becoming a U.S. citizen because they wanted to vote. I would say 50% of them referred specifically to Trump.
Sergio Ulloa thinks the presidential campaigns have already had an influence. He says in 20 years, he never was insulted to his face because of his race. But recently,
I was waiting for the train, and was these guys, you know, and they walk by me, and they look at me, and one of them say, like, "I hate those people."
Ulloa should know before the November election whether his application for citizenship is accepted. I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.